So Russian President Vladimir Putin saying that Russia will station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, folks. This is following Chinese President Xi Jinping and Putin meeting earlier this week in Moscow. So for joining us now on this is retired U.S. Air Force Brigadier General and U.S. Deputy Military Rep to NATO and Newsmax contributor General Blaine Holt. Okay, Putin is saying this doesn't violate any type of nuclear arms things. But by the way, I said I wouldn't abide by it anyway. They're going to move nuclear stockpiles into Belarus, which was denuclearized under the START Treaty in the first place. So, yeah, nothing to see here, right?
Right. Good morning. Great to be with you. The off-ramp that they have been taking on all of these nuclear agreements sets this up for Putin. But they have been threatening to take this war to a very different place, and that means really escalation. This has gone to a World War I stalemate, attrition warfare. The Ukrainians are frustrated about logistics support and supplies. The Russians really militarily on the ground can't get their act together. And so I'm very concerned, not that this is a deterrence step by Putin, but actually a precursor to an invasion that's significant.
Right. And the whole thing is saber rattling. It's like, hey, look, we've now got nukes in, you know, tactical nukes, which are smaller nuclear warheads, in just north of Ukraine. And, you know, don't intervene, NATO states. Otherwise, we might use one. I mean, at some point, do we just have to call their bluff and say no?
You know, at some point, somebody from the State Department's going to have to get real interested in having talks with the Russians with no preconditions. Everybody just come together, sit down and find out, you know, if we can sustain this war to somebody getting an outright victory, which it does not appear to be the case. In fact, over the weekend and just before the weekend, we saw little glimmers of the State Department and the military saying, hey, you know, Zelensky's really ambitious to want the entire thing. He's a maximalist, I think, is what Secretary Blinken said. So we're going to have to get our act together about what we want. We're going to have to engage in diplomacy, or this is going to a bad place, I fear.
Yeah, that could. It's just been poorly managed, and we know that Joe Biden's not exactly a master of foreign policy. But turning
very consistent national security team.
Yeah, exactly. Consistently bad.
Yes.
Turning to Syria. Okay, look, a U.S. contractor was killed, five U.S. service members and another contractor were injured by the suicide drone of Iranian origin. Okay, Iranian origin. The people who chant death to America in the streets that we do nothing about. The U.S. is responding with multiple strikes across the region. But what else do we know about this? Is there anything new?
There is a little bit new. Well, first off, these rocket strikes are going to keep going back and forth. We've got the geopolitical sands that have shifted right underneath the boots of American servicemen and contractors. And what I mean by that is China has brokered the rapprochement with Iran and Saudi. Russia has brokered a rapprochement with Syria and Saudi. And Russia's also worked on rapprochement with Iran, Turkey, and Syria. So then it begs the question, what are we doing there? You've got pro-Syrian government militias firing on U.S. forces in the country of Syria, and it's over a thing called mission support site Conoco. So I think what we need to be told is, what is the mission? Why are our folks there? It's certainly appropriate to protect them and to defend them, but we need to reconnoiter our strategy and find out if it's consistent with where we find ourselves today.
Yeah. General, when my time in Iraq, we found and can demonstrate conclusively that Iran funded a lot of the IEDs, the EFPs, the roadside bombs that killed U.S. soldiers. I mean, they were doing that. They had a number of Iranian militia types training Iraqi militias and things like that. And my friend Bill Whittle gave a speech, I think back in 2012, 2013, and he said, the only way to deal with Iran is you tell them any time that you injure or kill a U.S. service member, you will lose an installation. Not a boots on the ground war, but is that a reasonable thing to say? It's like, okay, you flew one of your drones into a bunch of U.S. service members, one died, now I'm going to take out the general headquarters of your army.
So it's only reasonable if we actually do those things once we say we will do those things. And it looks very much like the Israelis plan to do just that. If you know, those diplomatic rapprochements I talked about, think about how isolated Israel must feel right now.
Right.
And that's the ones that I would look to next. And just a year ago, let's not forget about wanting to shovel billions more dollars at Iran for some farcical nuclear deal. They're on the eve of getting nuclear weapons now and using the Russians as brokers in that effect. And that's what passed for intelligent diplomatic thinking in D.C.
No, not in my book. I don't think so. But General Blaine Holt, always a pleasure, sir.
Great to be with you.